The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Stephen George, and would you please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Psalm 40, verse 4 says, "Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord." Almighty God, your word reminds us that blessings come to those who trust in you. Grant us a humility to trust you in every decision we make. As we return home this weekend, help us to be faithful spouses, parents, friends, and members of our communities. Bless our time of rest, renew our spirits, and prepare us for the challenges ahead. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Bean, Beck, Burnsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
Senator from Jefferson is recognized as being present. A quorum being present, the Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, would you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, second regular session.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Thank you, Senator. You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
All right. Senator from Platt has renewed his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and to approve it as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Next order of business is introduction of guest. Senator from Lawrence.
I have a special guest over on your right side. Mickey Moore is here today with the Springfield Chamber. Would you all welcome him to the state's capitol?
Please provide him a warm welcome. Thank you. Introduction of guest. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from the 7th.
I have a resolution.
All right, please send the resolution forward. Would you like to care to explain the resolution?
Yes.
All right, please do so.
On November 14th of 2025, a Kansas City local powerhouse and advocate passed away at the age of 83. Although she passed in November, I wanted to honor her on the Senate floor. Alice Kitchen dedicated her life to advocating for those who went ignored, both professionally and on a volunteer basis. She served as the Director of Social Services for Children's Mercy Hospital from 1988 to 2010. She co-founded the Child Protection Crisis Center in 1996. She was a founding member of the Amethyst Place in 2000, a supportive housing program that served mothers and children for 25 years. She served as a commissioner on the Housing Authority of Kansas City from 2000 to 2008, served on the board of directors of the National Social Justice Lobby from 2004 to 2021, and was a stint as the finance chair on that board. She served in the Kansas City Health Commission from 2011 to 2013, the board of directors for the National Catholic Social Justice Lobby from 2013 to 21. Since 2015, Alice Kitchen helped plan and promote Kansas City's public library programming for Women's Equality Week, served on the Jackson County Community Mental Health since 2017. Alice was the chair of the Task Force on Gender Equality and the Kansas City Human Rights Commission. During that time, she worked for Kansas City to adopt an ordinance to prohibit discrimination against women and stop employees from penalizing women with less experience. These are just a few of the handful of activities that Alice Kitchen did during her long life to help support Kansas Cityans. This Saturday, many leaders and folks in the Kansas City area will gather in a celebration of life for this amazing woman advocate, Missourian Alice Kitchen.
Thank you, Senator. Your resolution shall be printed in the journal.
Thank you.
The order of business is resolutions. Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, I have a resolution.
All right, please send the resolution forward. Do you care to explain the resolution?
I do.
All right, please proceed.
Mr. President, it's been a practice both in this chamber and the chamber across the Capitol that bill sponsors are able to give at least a recommendation, a preference of which committee a bill sponsored is referred to. Sometimes that's taken into consideration and sometimes it's not. But it seems like it makes sense to me that when a bill has been introduced in prior sessions, that the bill be sent to the committee of the choice of the sponsor, even when it might not be asked for or requested. And so this particular resolution will make by rule, number 50 in particular, that when a bill is sponsored and the sponsor makes a recommendation on which committee the bill should be referred, that the bill would be referred to that committee.
Thank you, Senator. Your resolution shall be printed in the journal. Order of business is resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the first.
I have a bill.
All right, please send the bill forward. Is any explanation needed?
No explanation, no, sir.
All right, Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 1555, offered by Senator Beck, an act relating to living donor medical orders for members of the Missouri National Guard.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 20th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill, no explanation needed.
All right, thank you. Senator, please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read that bill?
Senate Bill number 1556, offered by Senator Trent, an act relating to unpaid taxes and fees.
Order of business, introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, I have three bills, no explanation necessary.
All right, thank you, Senator. Please send the bills forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill number 1557, offered by Senator Henderson, an act relating to refunds of retirement contributions.
All right, please read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 1558, offered by Senator Henderson, an act relating to private school immunity from civil liability for certain actions with an emergency clause.
All right, please read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 1559, offered by Senator Henderson, an act relating to deferred compensation.
All right. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th.
Thank you. I have two bills.
All right. Is any explanation needed on the bills?
Please, on both.
All right. Please proceed with send the bills forward, and please proceed with the explanation on the first bill.
Thank you. So the first bill I'm sending forward would close the deadly domestic violence loophole and prevent domestic abusers from possessing firearms. So back in 2016, when I was in office, over the objections of the governor, the General Assembly passed new measures establishing Missouri as a constitutional carry state. That meant that citizens would be allowed to purchase and keep firearms, and they would be able to conceal and carry without the requirement of a permit or additional training. While the bill extended gun rights to uphold and protect the Second Amendment rights for law-abiding citizens, it also enhanced the unfortunate and unacceptable opportunity for perpetrators of domestic violence to access weapons because law enforcement officers can no longer use the permitting process as a way to prevent guns from falling into the wrong hands. This issue was identified by the National Rifle Association, and it was communicated to supporters that summer about this legislation, and there were assurances to prioritize the closing of this loophole at the beginning of the next legislative session. That was nearly 10 years ago, and so far those assurances have proven to be nothing more than empty promises. The solution is really quite simple. We can rewind the modifications adopted in Senate Bill 656, or we could adopt the federal standard, which provides reasonable safeguards for gun ownership. Adoption of the federal standard would still allow for constitutional carry, but would prevent perpetrators of domestic violence from owning a firearm. Additionally, adopting the standard at the state level would allow state and local prosecutors to bring state gun charges against a convicted abuser. Empowering our local officials will enhance our ability to effectuate more positive outcomes for survivors. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle can, and have in years past, agreed that those who commit acts of domestic violence should never be able to escalate the situation by threatening use of a lethal weapon. Across the nation, there have been bipartisan coalitions of legislators that have come together to pass bills to prevent abusers from possessing firearms. And I think it's time for Missouri to join that effort.
Thank you, Senator. Let's read this first bill. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill, and then we'll look at the second bill. Thank you.
Senate Bill number 1560, offered by Senator McCreary, an act relating to unlawful possession of firearms with penalty provisions and an emergency clause.
Why don't we go ahead and proceed with the reading on the second bill, and then we'll allow the Senator to explain the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1561, offered by Senator McCreary, an act relating to firearm accessories with penalty provisions.
All right, thank you, Senator. Please proceed with your explanation.
This proposed legislation would prohibit the possession, manufacture, transport,
repair, and sale of any rapid-fire devices that increase a semi-automatic weapon's rate of fire. Bump stocks can allow rifles to fire at rates up to 800 rounds per minute. By enacting this legislation, we would be following other conservative states like Florida that have banned such possession and sale and transfer of bump stocks. Prohibiting rapid-fire conversion devices would help prevent people from using them to convert semi-automatic weapons into machine guns and address the growing threat of automatic gunfire and mass shootings carried out with firearms equipped with these deadly devices. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the 7th.
I have one bill, and I would like to explain it, but waive the reading.
Why don't you send the bill forward? We'll have the Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill, and then we'll allow the Senator to proceed with an explanation.
Senate Bill number 1562, offered by Senator Lewis, an act relating to telecommunication charges for crisis services.
All right, Senator, please proceed with your explanation.
Thank you, Mr. President. So I know I'm filing this bill late, but it was just brought to my attention last week, and it may or may not get a hearing, but I thought it was a very worthy cause to just briefly explain it on the Senate floor. Since I've started here, you know, we've had great bipartisan support addressing the mental health crisis that plagues every single corner of this state. Shortly after I was elected, the state of Missouri went live with 988 and, you know, to support the mental health crisis. Missouri has a vision to build an evidence-based care continuum of delivering high-quality community-based crisis services statewide with 988 at its core. Missouri's crisis continuum continues to increase access to intervention hotlines. 988 launched in 2022, and it connects individuals in crisis along with family members who have a loved one in crisis, perhaps mental health, suicide, substance use, or emotional distress, to a free, confidential support network, including 6 call centers, 1 text chat center. Since 988 was launched, the volume continues to grow. 988 calls have increased 114% from July 2022 to June 2025. The volume of texts sent to 988 also continues to rise and has risen 46% in 2025. Now, what this bill does is addresses an expected shortcoming in funding. The national level sent Missouri a lot of money to stand up 988 when it was started, and we also, you know, believe it or not, I'm so proud that Missouri was, you know, had a great rollout with 988, and many other states looked up to us as an example. So this legislation and law is came from the Department of Mental Health, and it's proposing an establishment of 988 surcharges and a mechanism for collection to ensure ongoing sustainable funding for our Missouri's full crisis continuum care system. The 988 service does not exist in a vacuum, and utilization of crisis services mean the wider system must be prepared to engage and increase referrals. Sustained funding is necessary to meet growing demand, maintain and increase access to care, and prevent individuals from needing or engaging a higher level of care. If this funding mechanism is not addressed, without sustained funding, Missouri's crisis continuum of care may not be able to keep up pace with the growing demand. This could lead to longer wait times, missed contact, and even more individuals turning to higher cost services instead of receiving timely, early intervention supporting crisis support. Currently, DMH is appropriating approximately $51 million in general revenue funding for crisis services, but this is not a guaranteed long-term solution. So, like I mentioned, this was brought to my attention from the department last week. We're both open for conversation and dialogue on funding mechanisms and what we can do to continue to fund this lifeline for our constituents. Thank you, Mr. President.
All right, thank you, Senator. Order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please refer Senate Resolutions 541, 542, and 543 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
Thank you, Senator. They shall be referred. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Right. Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
All right. You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.